So I'm going to be looking at how TOK manifests itself in the real world through my prompt, which is, what is the relationship between knowledge and culture? So my first artifact is a Chinese word, which directly translates to face in English. But in most contexts, it's not used in the traditional sense of a face, like the front of your head. It's more talking about a social, it's a social reputation, dignity, or prestige. And language functions as a way of communicating values, beliefs, and traditions. It's the way that groups create identity, keep customs alive, and preserve cultures. All language is an abstraction, which means that it only takes meaning when a group decides that it should. The Sapir-Whorf hypothesis is a frequently contested hypothesis that articulates that there's a systematic relationship between grammatical categories of the language a person speaks and how that person understands the world and behaves in it. By using a noun like face in this abstract way, Chinese imparts subjective and impactful meaning into a word that's normally only has an objective equivalent in other languages. So I grew up in Beijing and I was learning Chinese, and I was initially confused when I heard this term. I knew the word face, but I didn't really understand how someone could lose it because I'd only ever heard it in that context in English before. And my auntie once yelled at me because I spilled my water and she said that I made her drop her face. And in Chinese-speaking cultures, the value of face is even more important than the physical face. So this word mianzi shows how types of knowledge are specifically linked to the cultures of knowers. In this case, cultural knowledge is represented through vocabulary in Chinese. Chinese-speaking cultures are often characterized by a web of relationships, and a perception of somebody in a community can hold a lot of value, whereas compared to many Western cultures, they may value winning an argument more than public perception or losing face. And this demonstrates the interdependent relationship between knowledge and culture, because cultural values and norms influence the development of language, and language reinforces the knowledge of individuals in the culture. So my second artifact is the U.S. Supreme Court opinion in the Obergefell versus Hodges case in 2015. So this artifact, Obergefell was the named appellant in this case, and he's a gay man who married his dying partner, who was dying of ALS. And when his partner died, same-sex marriage was illegal in their home state of Ohio. So Obergefell sued because he wanted to have his name appear on his dead husband's death certificate and wanted to be his legal surviving spouse. The case ended up going to the Supreme Court, and eventually same-sex marriage was legalized for all Americans. In this example, culture changed, and the Supreme Court recognized that new knowledge in the specific case of marriage equality was evident in the United States. Laws play a pretty big role in the knowledge of individuals and reflect and set the course of culture. At a foundational level, the purpose of law is to guide citizens and society. The Supreme Court said that changed understandings of marriage are characteristics of a nation where new dimensions of freedom become apparent to new generations. This value that they're talking about of evolving knowledge and progression is evident in many queer life cultural aspects. The gay rights movement in the United States has seen a lot of progress, especially in the last two decades. And then, obviously, recently, there's been a lot of social change all around the world, such as the Arab Spring Uprising, the BLM protests, the Me Too movement. A lot of these have been driven by changed understanding and development of knowledge in different cultures. So as time passes, cultures and knowledge evolve, and a lot of the world is becoming more progressive. Not all of the world. We definitely, there's some areas that still are evolving, but many things are becoming very progressive because knowledge changes culture, culture changes laws, and laws codify our culture and knowledge. In the U.S., cross-dressing used to be a criminal offense, so turning, basically becoming from that to same-sex marriage being celebrated shows how cultural development can change knowledge. The culture's empathy towards same-sex couples caused a powerful government, the United States government, to change laws significantly, and I feel personally lucky to know that someday my children can love whoever they want to because of this development of knowledge. Living in a culture where everyone has the knowledge that allows them to accept and celebrate others for who they are is definitely an improvement upon past knowledge. And my third artifact is the Good News Bible that my grandmother gave me when I was young. So my grandparents were very religious and followed Catholicism their whole lives. This book contains biblical children's stories and colorful illustrations, and it's given to children before they can really understand what the real Bible is. And this book kind of initiated the development of my religious perspectives. I've kept the book ever since, but since then my knowledge and different experiences have changed my religious values and beliefs, and I've learned a lot through different cultures. So I moved to Asia when I was a toddler, and I was raised in Chinese culture by my non-Christian parents. I learned about different religions through meeting new people, going to new places, and then also just being in an international community. My mom studied Buddhist philosophy, and the different environments that I was exposed to allowed me to identify common values shared between religions. I like to wonder if I had never been exposed to so many different cultures, and if I had never moved away from the U.S., would I still have the same knowledge and understanding of religion? Asian cultures and religion definitely embedded themselves in my values. I feel like I have an affinity now with different aspects of multiple religions, and I've developed my own values without bias from just having one religion, and I've definitely been influenced by different cultures and religions that I've experienced through my life. I connect with the Buddhist principle of reincarnation and the requirements to be gentle with other beings, even though I don't necessarily believe reincarnation is real. I appreciate how Taoists value living harmoniously with nature, and I think Christianity's focus on forgiveness is something that I like to focus on in my own life. Lots of these principles are shared across different religions and represent the knowledge of the cultures that have created them. So this artifact specifically illustrates the relationship between knowledge and culture because it represents my journey through cultures and how this has shaped my own knowledge of the world and myself. There isn't one way we acquire knowledge. We can learn in school, from our parents, from books, in temples, or from experiences. My view of religion was constantly being shifted after I discovered, learned, and appreciated new cultures. My perspective as a knower was ever being shaped.